are all members? Is it visible to all members?
Yes.
Can you increase the font to check?
Well, I don't know.
How do I do that? How do I do that now? Oh.
The font, you can increase it on your screen.
I'm trying to look.
Tell the bottom, something that shows currently mine is at 50%, you're at 100%, then it means you can increase yours to about, if it's at 100, you can increase it to 120.
Yes, I'm looking for that.
At the foot on your right. On your right hand side, at the foot.
No.
Yes, sir. I'm trying.
Yeah. That's it.
This one.
Yeah, but it's too much now.
Much better.
Yes.
Thank you. Page one.
The response there is that it should be noted that the current budget cuts are found across all governments. Hey, Chair, just the first statement is discouraging. I don't know as to does this mean that the budget for CCMA is going to be cut? And if that is the case, then are the cases, CCMA cases, being considered for the previous financial years compared to the current financial year? That's that's what I just came to my mind as to if we are being told that the budget will be cut, then what about is the number of cases being taken into consideration? Thank you.
Yeah, could be.
Does anybody want to respond to that question? For the
message? Chair, I raised my hand.
Hi, Navya Gachet, Chairman, first of all. The landing, can you please assist me on people that have raised their hands? You can please honorable
Chair. Thank you, honorable Chair. Good morning, honorable members and the minister. Yes, Chair, I want to also to raise up the point, just for noting that I would want to make a proposal when we deal with the recommendations and the observations, that firstly with regard to the funding side of the CCMA, and as well as to deal with the unintended consequences on some of the responses that the CCMA is proposing, particularly the one that talks to levying a fee to the public that want to use the services. So I just want us to make that note for both the observation and the recommendation. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any other comments?
That's an additional point, Chair.
On CCMA?
Yeah, but also on the procedure of running down, because we get lost sometimes. If maybe Mr. Sagaza can through you, Chair, read the heading and announce the page whenever he goes to a page, so that we follow him quite easily. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, no, that's fine. On the issue of CCMA, I think there is a honorable Kondo has raised, we take that as an observation, and honorable Nontele also observing that, but there is also another addition in terms of service. Can we then note that when we are then on observation around CCMA, we will then reflect on that so that we then make a recommendation? Is that fine?
It's fine, Chair.
Thank you. Mr. Sakaza, you heard what members are saying.
Yes, Chair.
So, and don't be, you are a little bit fast for me.
Okay, Chair.
Okay.
We're still on the 2018-19 recommendations and responses, productivity SA now, Chair.
Yes.
Unemployment Insurance Fund, UIF.
You, I don't know whether it's a gadget or it's you, I don't know. Are there any comments on productivity SA? If there are none, we are now on UIF. Those are the responses in terms of the last recommendations on UIF. Those are the responses. Okay. We are on NEDLAC.
UIF now.
Zolani.
Yeah, come as a
fast.
Oh,
yes.
Sorry.
You're very fast.
Sorry.
I don't know whether it is me. I don't know why our members not saying that you are fast. Maybe I'm the one who's very slow. Any comments on the responses from NEDLAC?
Mm-hmm.
You can go up 3.1.2.
department. Compensation fund. Further recommendation to the Minister of Finance.
Okay. If members want to speak on whatever they will indicate.
Page 11, committee report on budget vote, which we had. Content advisor, Chen, maybe you can say something better for you.
Can you try?
Yes, Chen.
I'm chairing the meeting.
Sorry, Chen.
Mr. Ngobo?
Good morning, Chen, and the honorable members, the colleagues. Just to point out that number four, committee reports on budget for 2020. These are the recommendations made budget report earlier this year. So it just reflects the recommendations as they are so there is nothing that we can change.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ngo. These are our recommendations in the last, which we made. If Mr. Kado can read the
heading.
The committee was generally satisfied with the budget plans of the Labour Portfolio Committee. However, the committee made the following recommendations. So, Mr. Kado, Honorable Kado.
Yes, Chair.
It's as you said that.
I don't think we said it very clearly at the time, but never mind.
Maybe what we were doing was reading a chapter of Alice in Wonderland.
That one now.
Michael Bagram, I don't understand it at all.
But who said you must speak?
Well, I commented.
But you comment, you know how to comment. You must indicate to the chair that you want to speak.
Okay, I'd like to speak.
Please do that.
I think this sounds like a chapter of Alice in Wonderland, maybe going down the rabbit hole.
I don't get you what you're saying, but can I please request that if members want to speak, they must indicate, because we must not start something that will not be able to manage, that everybody
Chair.
Just... Honorable Nkondo?
Chair, as I'm reading the statement myself, I'm just guessing that what could it mean. We understand that it's from us as a committee, but can maybe it in the future be explained to us that this is what you presented, hence this statement, because a process of repatriating the public employment programs from all over the places of single to a single point of coordination. In my mind, I'm thinking of the local government and the provincial and national government. And you might find that what I'm thinking is not what is presented here, because at local government, yes, it's public service, but they have their own employment programs. So if it can be explained to us better, so that we're able to understand it. Thank you.
Is there any comments before I make a ruling on this point? I want to propose that we take
yes.
Come again.
No, I wanted to can I sorry to throw you. I wanted to raise the point.
Fine.
Because if you rate 4.1.3, I think 4.1.3 is more specific than 4.1.2. Because 4.1.3 public employment service contracts need to undergo restructuring that should enable it to be one of the depositories of some or all of the public employment programs, full stop, which is basically almost the same as 4.1.2. But then there is that additional point which confuses the intention of the sender. I'm just brought to bring it back to attention, because if you read them both, they seem to be talking to the same thing, but then 4.1.2 having almost a confusing end, which is by honorable members. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, honorable members. These are the recommendations that we have adopted. I want to start there. and therefore there's nothing that we are going to change now, because we have adopted them in the last when we, this thing was tabled to us. What then this indicates is that we need to be more, which were always at times things they do slip, but we need to be more focused and vigilant, if I can use that. There's nothing we can change now, because we have adopted the previous. But when I was saying we need to, I wanted to just make that ruling that says, fine, we must draw lessons from this, that in future we will have to draw, to comb our recommendations with a fine comb, and not question them after we have adopted them. So we are learning from this in moving forward. Can we then
move? Chair, can I make a comment?
Yes.
Michael Van Graham. While we're going through this, we're not supposed to comment on it. Can we just skip it through and go to the part where we should comment? Because all this shouldn't be commented on at all.
Yes, no. There's nothing wrong in members. There's something that they have picked up to raise issues. But raise them with an understanding that we have adopted them, we are well, but we are to the lesson that we must draw from this is that when we are dealing with our observations and our recommendations as members, we must really be focused and because I'm sure this slipped through all of us, because we were all there when we adopted that. We never picked it up that time. So that's why I'm saying yes or no. We can go through, but I want to thank the member that then picked this up, because it is a lesson that we must draw lessons from this. What we must all take responsibility, from the chair to the last member, that we missed this. We can go through taking your point. No?
MP. Overview and assessment of financial performance of the department now. Expenditure per program 2019-20. Program 2, inspections, enforcement and services. Program 3, PES. Program 4, labor, police and industrial relations. Point 3, expenditure by economic classification. Amendment number 5, report on the AG, report of the AG. One statement of financial performance for the year ended 31 March 2019. 5.2. Point number 6, financial performance for quarter 1 2020-21. Expenditure per program. For program. Personnel. 7, overview and assessment of service delivery performance. 7.1, performance of the department, the strategic objective. 7.2, performance per program. 8, overview of segment of entity. SE 8.1. 8.3, productivity SA. CCMA 8.5? Strategic objectives, performance. Financial performance. The program, CMA. Committee observations. Chair, are we still there?
Yeah. Now, a member is still around.
Yeah, I'm there. Must I continue?
Yeah,
no,
we're
no,
all here.
Wait.
Thank you.
Wait, Mr. Sakas. Can we go back? Point 9.
It starts at yeah, point 9.
Then you stop the head over to me. We are on point 9 on the members. There are our observations. Now we will go point 5. Point. Any comments on point 9?
Yes, I do have.
Who wants to start? Honorable Baker, Nonsele, who else? Honorable Baker, you may start.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I presume we're talking to 9.1.1.
Yes.
Okay, well, we say there's an overall performance of 79% and they spend 93% of the final hours. One can understand that the department itself underspent because they've actually got very little to do in the sense that they've moved all their functions to all the entities under their control. So I'm not really sure what people are actually doing in the department, and maybe what we should be saying is because they've moved the major function, which was to assess underpayments from the public. In other words, when you got paid too little or you had a complaint with regard to financial problems, you then went to the Department of Employment and Labour. You now have that major function moved across to the CCMA, and they had that, this has been for about 18 months now. I'm not sure what they're actually doing there at the head office. No one gets back to you anyway. So to say there's an achievement of 79% and under expenditure, they should move most of the expenditure from this to the entities, in particular to enforcement services and the CCMA. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Nonsele.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not sure that is just for your guidance, Chair. I'm not sure whether I would be correct because I want to speak on the CCMA under observation. The CCMA and as well as the inspectors and as well as the SEDs, those three areas. So I'm not sure whether I should just go on them or should I wait until you arrive at those some points. Just for guidance, Chair.
There is a matter that has been raised by Honorable Baker on 9.1.1. So it would we'll then go heading by heading, so that we don't become confused and confuse people that are taking notes. So hold on, when we are at that point, we'll raise the issues. Now I want somebody who is going to speak for or against what Honorable Vikram is saying, so that we move to the next heading. He is then saying, if I understand, that somebody say the funds that are in the department, they must then be taken to entities, because there is no work that is being done at the National Department of Employment. That's the summary of what he is saying. I hope I understood him correctly. What is the other view of members on that?
Better, Michael Cardo.
Remember that these are our observations. Honorable Cardo.
I think the way the Chief summarized Honorable Bagram's points are more in the form of a recommendation. I do think that his observation holds, that most of the work gets done by the entities, and that we should observe that when head office is contacted, they're very slow to respond, and then we can always turn that observation into a recommendation later. But I wanted to make a more general point, which I make every time when we deal with these sorts of reports, that I do think that before we get into the weeds of the department, the nuts and bolts of performance indicators meant money spent, that we should look at a broader philosophical question of unemployment in South Africa and make an observation about the state and nature and structure of unemployment in this country, given that it is our most pressing policy problem and our number one policy priority to solve, before we start getting into the nuts and bolts of the department, that we make an observation about the nature of unemployment in South Africa. Thank you.
There are two. Hold on.
Okay.
There are two issues that are on the table. One is a broad statement on the issue of unemployment in the country. Are there any members who want to make a statement on that? To respond on that? Should we have that as an opening when we are dealing with our observations in terms of the reports and the work of the department? Because that's what Honorable Kabi is saying. A broader philosophical statement about the state of unemployment. And he's raising that because the department is that of the employment and labor. So there are two things. The other one, I'm not taking it aside, but this one I would have appreciated it first before I'm a Honorable Baker. Anyone want to make it to Honorable Nkont?
It's our core mandate. The issue of employment is our core mandate. So I agree that the honorable member is saying, because this is our core mandate. And looking at the state of employment and unemployment in our country, I think we will be doing justice as members of this committee to address that first. I don't know, Chair, whether I can go on and talk to 9.4, you would love members to comment on the issue raised by the honorable member before we go back to 9.1.1.
Yes. Are there any other members that have got a different view on the broad philosophical statement that has
Chair, I raised my hand.
I did say that I don't see here.
Okay.
Honorable Nonsele, is there somebody else? Is it on broad philosophical statement, Honorable Nonsele?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Wait a bit. Is there any other person who wants to speak on that? If none, you may speak, Honorable Nonsele.
Yeah. Chair, I think the first thing that we need to avoid here is to engage in gimmicks, because obviously that our point of departure as parties to this portfolio committee would be different from that premises, the point of departure of my two colleagues, that is Honorable Begram and Kato. We can talk relatively on the issues raised, the state grants and the unemployment in South Africa, but obviously from different perspectives, particularly if you look at against the context of what they have not said, because they have just raised general terms without specifically going into the detail. I think it would have been helpful for us and the committee to have a fair understanding of what they are essentially saying with regard to those two areas. For my point, I would therefore move from a point of assumption in understanding the underlying ideological outlook of what they represent, which essentially is about a minimalist approach that seeks to talk to a mean and lean state that throws a number of people outside and bring in the private sector in terms, for instance, of the extent to which the state can engage or in fact lead areas, particularly that one of employment. So in a sense, I would rather advise that, having not elaborated fairly on their points, our point of argument would, in my view, be limited to those assumptions, and therefore would not move from a common point of view, except to just call the name employment in South Africa and structure of the state, because they have not made any in-depth analysis of what exactly they would want to say. Then, if that is taken to the context of 9.1.1, obviously the issue of the under expenditure need to be examined more thoroughly, taking into account the conditions that have prevailed over the period under review, including the issue of conditions that have been occasioned by COVID-19. But to the extent that to say that the head office is not in fact doing anything, I think the statement is just a hollow statement, because the head office has clearly defined areas of responsibilities that we have engaged in and we have continued to provide oversight and an examination of their performance. Where the underperformance is not accounted for, I think obviously as a committee we have a responsibility to make a thorough examination of the area so that we are able therefore to account to the public that we have held whoever has raised into account. But however, in my view, I would not make an assumption on the under expenditure given the conditions that I've just alluded to, that is of COVID-19 and other areas that I may elaborate on when I make my own presentation on the areas that I've highlighted. That would be my brief summary. Essentially, the 2 points made are hollow until they are elaborated
the noise. What was happening?
Chair, it's Mike Carter. I'd like to speak.
Honorable Ricardo, who else?
Mkondo, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. I didn't realize that Honorable Nonsele was a mind reader, that he knew what I wanted to say about the nature and the function of the state. My point really was just simply that it should be incumbent upon us as the portfolio committee dealing with the number one policy priority in South Africa to make an observation in the section about the nature of unemployment in South Africa. It doesn't mean we have to reach any conclusions in the observation section about what the state should be doing about it. We should simply introduce the section by saying there are X number of unemployed people in South Africa, the official unemployment rate is X, the expanded definition of unemployment, including just encouraged job seekers, is X, and we make an observation that the Department of Labour was reconfigured in 2019 to incorporate an employment mandate to address this pressing policy priority.
Okay. Reverend Mkhonto.
Chair, when I seconded that we take into consideration what Honorable Kado was saying, is that my understanding is that before any statement goes out from this committee, it will be brought to us and we are going to discuss and agree before it goes out. So I seconded that, because what the Honorable is saying, that the statements are hollow. I agree with him, but then we do need the statement, but then before the statement goes out, we have to look at it as a committee and agree. So, Chair, can I talk to the 9.1.1?
Can I make a ruling, Honourable Members, on the issue of a statement in terms of the state of unemployment, of employment and unemployment? I think that for me is fine. That's a statement that as a committee we are observing the, because it can't be as if we are not living in this country. And I think as that committee we just need to have that without going in the other issues. Because when then we come to our recommendations, and when parties, and I'm saying this, I will remind members of that parties do have a right, we're going to be given 2 minutes to do declaration, parties will do that. But what is important is that, so that whoever reads this report, because it's going to be a public consumption, whoever reads this report, read it and see that, oh, so these members of this committee are in fact, they've observed, they are God, that is going to be our continuous observation. What is the rate of unemployment? What is happening? Is going up? Which sector is affected? Blah, blah, blah. But the statement we just say we are observing as committee that the state of unemployment is covered. So that's only that. The other politics and ideologies behind that, members will raise that when they are committed. So whoever is able to write just a statement, not bring in other things. Other things will bring them when we debate. If they can be a sponsor, Honorable Kado can sponsor a sentence, Honorable Nonsele can sponsor a sentence, then we'll see which one we think is fine, and then a sentence. sentence which don't have any other things. Other things, I want to make an emphasis, other ideological and political views and whatever, when we stand there and debate, we will reflect on that. Because obviously, members are going to reflect on that, but we will have such an opening that it is, I'm just making an example. We're concerned as the portfolio committee on employment and labor on the state of high employment in our country. That is our observation, since which has worsened because of the situation of pandemic and the attack of COVID-19. Full stop. And then we go into 9.1 and the Department of Employment and Labor and go down. That would be my ruling on the matter. Because I don't want to leave it open-ended. And I know we have got the potential of really looking into this and take much time. Are you still here? I think that I'm talking alone.
We are here, Jay.
We are here.
That's my ruling, honorable members.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay. Thank you. People who are taking notes, we will do that before we adopt. They'll have to read it or read whatever, and then that's that. Thank you, honorable members. 9.1.1, there's a view from Honorable Bagram that funds are to be taken because there's nothing that has been done by the department. There's a counter from Honorable Nosele that well spread that can do that. Any other honorable Kondo, you wanted to say something?
Yes, Chair.
Yes.
Chair, as the view is presented by Honorable Bacon, it sounds okay, it sounds good. But then I think we need to have a full understanding on the expenditure patterns of the proposed entities that we want to propose this money to go to. Because you might find that they are also experiencing these under expenditures and so forth. So we can't take money and give to people that are not spending even what is at their disposal. But if indeed there is an entity that has exhausted all the financial resources given to them, I would agree with Honorable Beckham. But for now, I'm a bit skeptical to agree with him because I don't know exactly what are the expenditure patterns of the entities. Thank you.
Any other taker? Any other member? We have, just to remind members, because now that means we are to, I don't know, members were presented, entities came, were invited to make a presentation in terms of their expenditure. And we were shown of the expenditure patterns of the department and what are the challenges, what are the shortcomings, why they couldn't meet their target, and department and its entity by entity, with the exception of two entities. Now I'm a bit taken aback if then members now one are going to then begin to say that this is what must, because the department is well, must take its money, and the money must be taken to other departments, to other entities, because there's nothing that the department is saying, which that is a debate which a member can argue in the when we are debating. So I'm humbly requesting that as we are looking into this recommendation, because we should have gone back and looked into what then I'm making an example, this MA said what are the challenges in terms of the expenditure and department, why it is at this percentage, which is not something that I'm going to do now, because it means we'll have to be here the whole day. I'm humbly requesting members, because at times members want us to change observations on the basis of what their view. There's nothing wrong with that, but members know, in particular those that are returning, us, I'm meaning myself, Honorable Begram, Honorable Kado, we know that if we are not comfortable with a particular observation or a particular recommendation, we argue that when we debate and put it across in terms of what is our political view in terms of the organization. But can we really be patient with one another if we don't agree, if they are material, if the disagreements are material, then there's something else. But if the disagreements are on the basis of our ideological view and how we think the department must do its work, we are given that opportunity. This time, we were listening to BRRR's report yesterday and hear what parties are saying. I'm humbly requesting, Honorable Members, let's not exhaust ourselves on issues that we know how best, and on issues that we must. It can't be on what we want or nothing, if I can put it finally. If you've got a problem and you, that's how you think as your party, fine. You'll get an opportunity to raise that at an appropriate time. Can we move?
Madam Chair, it's Michael Bagram. Are you suggesting I shouldn't raise it?
I'm not saying don't raise it.
Well, I have raised it. Thanks.
I'm saying raise it, but how you are raising it is more on a matter of the subject of debate. Any comments? 9.1.3. Any comments? That's just the department. Okay. 9.2. Supported employment enterprises.
Sorry, Madam Chair, Michael Bagram, if you can go to 9.1.4. I'm not sure, 9.1.5. As visa could not sufficient and appropriate evidence, that doesn't make sense to me. I mean, it sounds also again like gobbledygook.
Where are you? 9.1.5. Not
maybe
yet.
I can't read. I don't know. I'll read it to you. It could not sufficient and appropriate evidence that disciplinary steps were taken against officials We had incurred irregular expenditure and prudent. It doesn't make sense. The whole thing doesn't make sense. But maybe the rest of the committee agrees, then I'll stand back.
No, Mr. Pricker. Yes, I agree with you. There's something missing there, which you should have. The Auditor General of South Africa could not. There is something between not and sufficient that is supposed to come there. Philosophers.
If they put in the word could not find sufficient and appropriate evidence, then I can understand it. Not
please
that I agree with
that.
It, but I agree.
Please do that. You are saying the AG could not find. Are we all in agreement with that, Honourable Member?
Yes, Chair. That's how it should be.
Thank you for the correction. Can I suggest, Honourable Members, if there is something that you pick up that is not supposed to be, instead of questioning, just say, Chair, I think 9.1.5, there is something missing there, this is what is missing. And so that we don't go backwards and forward. So, could not find sufficient and appropriate evidence. Thank you very much. 9.2, supported employment enterprise.
Can I make a comment?
Which number?
9.2.2.
Yes.
Sorry about that. I see the total revenue increased. Do we not want to look at how many jobs they actually provide per tens of thousands per actual job? What I'm trying to say is that it costs hundreds of thousands of rands for each job that they actually perform. And I think we should make an observation. I mean, if it costs half a million rand per job made over an half per annum, I think we should be commenting on that.
Honourable Baker, I'm sorry that I asked you. But we didn't ask that we have observed. Okay. We didn't ask the SEE to make that big breakdown to us when they were there, when we were so that we are able to say we have then observed ABCD and this is what we are recommending. The challenge that I'm always having with honorable members, some of the honorable members, we raise things that we didn't ask department. There's nothing wrong in raising issues, but it's how and when they are raised. If there are issues that we think must be done at the time that the entity or the department is making a presentation, let us ask them. Because it is going to be unfair when we make a recommendation on a matter that we didn't ask, which they may have provided a response. And I think every time we are dealing with BRRR, that's what we always do, and in particular the Democratic Alliance, through Mr. Baker. And I'm forever humbling myself in front of you, Honourable Member. Please, make observations on issues that you have asked and they were responded to. And if you were not happy on how they were responded, you will then raise that after you have engaged the department. Because that is the purpose of this. Not unless I'm stood, but I don't think I'm stood.
May I answer you, Madam Chair?
With pleasure.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I specifically said to you when we were actually engaging with their SEEs, I said I'd asked some questions. I was stopped halfway through my questions. Well, in fact, as you recall, I was stopped at one quarter way through my questions, and he said, that's enough. And I said, I pointed out to you then, and I'm pointing out to you now, that I have lots of questions, I have lots of debates, I am unhappy with what has been said by the other entities, but I only had enough time to address you with regard to the CCMA and not the other entities. And you said, well, that's enough now. And I then pointed out to you that I have other issues with the various entities. Now, if you're going to stop me then, and you're stopping me now, well, I will raise those issues elsewhere. So, thank you.
Mr. Preacher, you are aware that, in fact, I said, if there are other questions that you have, you know that you send those questions to the department, and the department will respond to you in writing, as we have said them in writing. And if there are responses that are to be circulated for the benefit of the entire committee, for it to engage with, that is what is happening. Please, don't do this to me every time. Yes, I stopped you, I don't deny that, but then there was a rider to stopping you. And I don't hear you saying, I have circulated, I've sent this to the department, and the department didn't respond. I circulated that to the department in writing, and they have never responded. They have not responded to me through the office of the committee secretary. I don't like this thing. It really makes a person, because at the end, it's making things difficult for the committee. Worse for the chair. Because now I'm blamed for a process that I have explained. And I always explain it, that if questions, well, we can't allow you to ask more than 20 questions, I'm making an example, and which then is going to disadvantage other members. But if then you have got questions, which you know, that if you have got questions that have not been asked, and you have then been requested to put those in writing and circulate and send them to the department for the department to respond to you, that is allowed. Now you want us to factor in issues that have the department has never been given an opportunity to speak about.
Madam Chair, may I answer you? Okay, now I understand that. I don't agree with you. Thanks.
Check, and I come in on a different note.
Honourable Matele, are you on SEE?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, on the SEE, in the earlier part of the report that talks to the responses by the entity on the performance of the SEE, the point is that raises the intention to expand the marketplace for its ability to engage with general public, including the private sector, as part and parcel of its broader market, which is not noted now as an area under observation. Because I thought that for us to help ensure that the SEEs are in fact able to sustain the progress that they have made, which is captured at 9.2.2, we should in fact as well, as part of our observation, include the notion wherein they propose that they should in fact expand their market beyond just the public sector, so that they also engage with the private sector as part of their market rather than indirectly engage. I think it's captured, if I'm not wrong, on 8.1.1 as part of their report, but in the earlier report as well to the responses, it does arise. So I'm proposing that we should in fact include that area as part of our observation, so that in the recommendation we also reinforce it.
Which can you be, then be specific, straight to the point, which area must be included in the observation in the SEC?
It is the area chair that talks to them expanding their market base to include private sector, not just public sector.
So that is the observation, okay.
Yes.
Are we agreeing with that? Any other person who agrees with that? Are other members still in?
Agreed, Chair.
Yes, I do have. It's Michael Bagram.
These are observations, yes.
The observation is at 9.4.1 that productivity in South Africa is deemed by the World Bank to be one of the worst in the world, as was put to productivity in SA, and we should actually make a comment on it. It's no good to say they've improved their performance, but we're still the worst in the world.
Where was that said?
when we had discussions and we put questions to Productivity SA, it was put to them by the Honourable Carter.
And did they say there are gyms to be worse in the world? What they said?
No, they said they're working on it.
So what's your point? So
my point is it should be an observation.
Any comment?
Yeah, I agree with the observation.
Sure.
No. Order, honourable members. Order.
Chair.
Honourable members.
Chair.
Honourable Mkondo, can I speak?
Okay.
Can I speak? Why now all of a sudden everybody is raising his or her voice without indicating that they want to speak? No, honourable members. I know these people ask for the time. It does not mean that the office, the chairperson must be disrespectful, because that is bothering me, being disrespectful. You can't howl. We're in a committee meeting. If there are people who want to speak on this matter, can I note it on a Mkondo? Who else?
Dana, please, Chair.
And members don't even apologize for their conduct. And who else?
Chair, I'm a bit skeptical with the statement that is proposed to be part of our observation. Any research that has been done, by whom, and presented to the committee, where the committee, because maybe I'm new in the committee, maybe you had a presentation that proved that Productivity SA is the worst in the world. And if that is the case, then I would agree. But if we just want to put results of research done by people not commissioned by us, and we don't know why they did those researches, I'm a bit skeptical to agree that it be part of our observation as a committee. Thanks.
Also in the report from Productivity SA with regards to Productivity SA's status as a going concern, and there's worry around that, and I think we should include that as well, because we know that it was put to the committee that the department awarded another amount, or I can't remember what the amount was, but I think it was 145 million or something, to Productivity SA to get its turnaround strategy up to scratch. And I don't see anything with regards to that in the report. So if we could consider putting that in the report, the worry about Productivity SA as a going concern, and that has to be looked into, I think that would give a more complete picture of the situation there. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Members. The approach accepted. And any comments? One, I agree with Honourable Mkondo. In the absence of any detailed research and report, we can't put that in our report in terms of observation, because we don't have any of that. Until such, then we will look into that. Two, Honourable Dana, there's a proposal by Honourable Dana that we are to put reflect on the status of the SA as a going concern. Is there any we have a problem with that one, remember? Because it was raised. That's what we are all for. That is what the member is saying we must include as an opposition.
Was this some damage? Thank you very much, Chair. I remember the question was put, and in fact the Director General did respond by saying that he raised the matter with other Director Generals. I don't remember the meeting. What is it called? Where he raised the issue of Adam SOEs using consultants at a higher rate as compared to the rate that is charged by Productivity SA on the work that is done by the entity. Therefore, the issue would therefore then to say, when we raise that as an observation, what would be therefore then the recommendation? I think those two has to go together. That's my point, Chair. Thanks.
Okay. Can we? Okay. So, are you then saying because remember we can put an observation. If we go into the recommendation, it is somebody wants to put that as make a sponsor said then it is what I am recommending. It is an issue that is allowed. The only thing is that when then it was raised as a group, remember that we were also concerned that it should be a group if an institution, an entity in the public space in terms of government is not then utilized by others, then there will never be able to generate any resource. So will it be fine if we put that as an observation, but in the sponsor must also put a recommendation so that we then look into both of them, and then if we feel that let's put that as a debate, we make it fall off, or we then put it into because a matter, you are correct, this matter was raised and this matter was discussed, and the DG responded on the matter. So we can then say the matter that was never raised and it was never responded to. Remember that here we are not if the point is not put, as long as a matter was a matter that was raised in the comment and the department was given an opportunity to respond to. So we'll put that as an observation. We'll see when we respond in terms of the recommendation. Agreed? Can we move?
Agreed, Chair.
Can we move?
9.5 Chair, CCMA.
CCMA? Honorable Nontele? Honorable Nontele? Is Honorable Nontele? If I remember very well, okay.
Yes. Thank you, Honorable Chair. I was just busy writing on the submission you were asking for earlier. but I will read it through instead of writing. Thank you, Chair. On the CCMA, the observation that I propose that we should in fact incorporate relates to the unintended consequences. In fact, we can just indicate that we note that amongst the strategies that the CCMA intends undertaking as part and parcel of improving its financing is to levy fees on workers who bring in matters for resolution. The point is basically to deal with the unintended consequence wherein a large number of workers would in fact end up being excluded from the services that are currently being provided by the CCMA as a result of the introduction of that labor. So that's the point. Then we would then deal with the question of the recommendation later. But that's my formulation for the observation.
There is the observation on that's the input by Honourable Nontele. Any taken?
Michael Bagram.
Pardo.
Honourable Cado.
Well, Bagram was first, so I defer to him.
You've disappeared, Chair.
I'm here. Honourable Bagram.
Thank you. I think we should make an observation that the CCMA, because of its diminishing budget, is being hollowed out completely, and it was in fact the only department within the Department of Employment and Labour that was actually delivering in accordance with the expectations of the public. Thank you.
What are you proposing to make it an observation?
Just what I've said, that they're being hollowed out by a diminishing budget, and it's going to destroy their ability to perform. And it is the only entity within the Department of Employment and Labour which is performing in accordance with the public's expectation.
Okay. Honourable Cado.
Thanks, Chair. 9.5.1, the overall performance of the CCMA deteriorated from 95% to 84%. We just need to spell out what that means. It doesn't on the surface make any sense to say that your performance deteriorated. Another percentage. What are we talking about in percentage terms? Presumably performance targets. And then secondly, I think we really need to foreground in 9.5.1 this question of the budget cuts. So I would actually address the question of the budget cuts first before we came to the other bullet points. And the key things I would say about the budget cuts is that the committee needs to make an observation that budget cuts will have a severe impact on the CCMA's caseload. And secondly, we need to make an observation about this decision to no longer take walk-ins and what it will mean for vulnerable people. Thank you, Chair.
No longer taking what? The other one, after budget cuts, there's something I think. Honourable Cado?
Yes, Chair, what are you looking for clarification on?
After the impact of
right, yeah.
And then there was the other one.
The decision to no longer take walk-ins, people coming in off the street.
Oh, walk-in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. And any other taker on the issue of the CMA in relation to budget cuts?
Oh, yeah. Can I make a comment?
Who's that one?
Nontele.
Honourable Nontele, and who's the other one?
Mkonto.
And who's the other one?
And Bagram.
Okay.
You're disobeying.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. The points that are raised, Chair, by Honorable Carter, I think they are fine. But I thought that it would be helpful as well not to miss the reference to the report itself, because the points that I'm referring to are in fact responses from the department and CCMA in particular, that it intends in producing this step of introducing levies at certain levels of at certain wage levels, which means a large category of workers would in fact be cut off from the service immediately you do that. In addition to what the colleagues are raising, that is particular, Honorable Ducard. So if there is an agreement with that kind of formulation, I think it's fine. But if it does not, then it means that we will still have to live with the formulation of the report of the CCMA as it currently stands. But I thought that it would be helpful to also lift and make a specific response to the formulation or the report of the CCMA as it currently stands on page on page 10, that is on bullet 4. Thank you, Chair.
But my understanding is that they are underfunded. So maybe during our recommendations, we have to look at that very closely, because this entity is working for the people outside there. And that at 9.5.2, they receive an unqualified audit report. It means we can put our trust in it, that the funds that can be, if possible, added to them. At least they are going to spend them accordingly. That will be my submission, Chair. And maybe to what has been said by Honorable Kado and Nonsele, Chair, the work in the current state in our country, the depriving people walk-ins, it won't work. It will work for the few that have access to those resources of data and everything, but for the majority of South Africans, it won't work. So I also recommend that during our recommendations, we have to look at that too. Thank you.
Honorable Bakram.
Sorry, I just unmute myself. Sorry, yes, Madam Chair, what did you want me to say?
About that?
What I wanted to talk about was one other thing, is that you will recall the Commissioner also said that they won't be doing, because they don't have the money, they won't be doing conciliations anymore. In other words, they're going to put enormous pressure on all the cases, because they settle through conciliations 75% of their cases. If that's not going to happen, it'll mean that employees will have to wait, we think, about 8 to 9 months before they get an arbitration heard, whereas now they can get it heard within 6 weeks. So I think that's also going to be a major problem, in that the employees of South Africa who wish to implement their rights in terms of the labor law are not going to be able to do that. So I just wanted to make that comment as well. Thank you.
Honorable Ndabe.
Thank you.
Mugabe. Have we lost him?
Thanks, Chair.
Okay.
No, thanks. I'm covered by Honorable Nonzede and Honorable Kondo. It's just that we need to have a proper formulation on what Honorable Nonzele and Honorable Kado have raised, because it's almost similar, but it's just a question of how therefore they'll be formulated. I think it requires a proper formulation so that it does reflect upon what we are observing. Thanks, Chair.
All right. I think that's where I also wanted to. That's why I allowed everybody to speak, so that I really get what was in the center of all what we have been saying, which is very, very profound and important, is that if then the impact of the cuts on CCMA have got a very serious impact on people who are then going to utilizing that institution, and which majority of them are people that don't have money. So if an impact of that on working and whatever. So can people who are able to make a formulation do that whilst we are moving to other. And I'm worried our pace is quite too slow, because at times we border into debating as if we're still going to have the time to debate, as long as members are agreeing on the broadcast of a particular item, and then we, so I will request whoever has got a philosophical skill to formulate that. Can we move?
Recommendations, Chair?
Now we are on recommendations. Before we go into recommendations, can we then remind, I hope describers have dotted out on what was then added, deleted, reformulated in terms of their observation. So I will request Mr. Ngobe to just take us through on those areas that we have reformulated, deleted, or added. Are you able to do that?
Can we go back to the observations, Mr. Dagas?
I'm proposing that, honourable members, so that when we are now going to go into recommendations, we do have that reminder that this is what we have observed, and then this is what we must recommend. It's not going to take us only the areas where we have reformulated and deleted. If there are areas where we think we are disagreeing with them, we'll do that when we are in the debate. Where were we? Can you take us on the observation?
Okay, on the Department of Labor 9.1, it was proposed that before go to 9.1, make a broad statement on unemployment rates that South Africa, number of people who are unemployed, the official unemployment rate, and the expanded unemployment rate, and also acknowledge that the part
and under the supported experiment enterprises, the point was raised on the intention to expand the market base beyond the public sector to include private sector and the general public.
Okay.
And then on a network, 9.3.2. Yeah. Point was raised that we need to include the unit cost, which is the cost per employee, which was reported to amount to approximately 800,000. So we have to include that under point 9.3.2.
9.3.2.
Yes.
So we work that within
yes.
the context of what the director said, on which was the key, if Mr. Kado will remind, which was the key issue, because the money that NetLeg have is the money which is more in terms of cost of what you say of
cost of employee
yes.
cost, employee cost, amount to about 25 million.
Yes, excuse me, Chair, if I may come in.
Yes.
Sorry if I missed the discussion beforehand, but I did put a suggestion in the chat about this. I'm not sure
we
what
have it put
is
it, we have, is it on the chat? So,
yes.
Mr. Novo, okay. If it's on the chat, it's fine.
Yes.
We'll look into that. Okay, you can go to the next. 9.4.
9.4.
Mr.
Ngo. Oh, okay. Yes, productivity SA 9.4. There was a point raised that indicate that the productivity level is worse in South Africa when compared to other countries. But I don't think there was support for this point. And then there's also another point of productivity SA continuing as a going concern. So it could be formulated.
Well, I'm sure that you've formulated it by now. Okay, then move.
Okay, and then a continuation for CMA. There was a point raised about the unintended consequences of starting the alliance for services, and that it was going to have a negative impact on vulnerable workers, which might end up being excluded, which is not the intention. And then another point was some because of finished budget being hollowed out, and that is going to exploit the its ability to perform as per public expectations. And then, yes, similar points were also raised, like the system is no longer taking walk-ins, and it's going to have a negative impact on the vulnerable workers, since most of them don't have access to
can we then, honourable members, go to those are the, I was going through that exercise so that we are then, as we'll be looking into on our recommendations, we factor in what we are then recommending on what then the department is doing. Can you take us there on
Yes, are we there now? Point 10.
Well, on 10, Department of Employment and Labor. Any comments?
Yes, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Chair, on the 10.2, I propose that we take the formulation as it is in the report. The report that is on page 5. You're on page 9. On page 9 of the report, I would read that, which means that we would have 10.2.3. 10.2.3, that the SPE, in fact, or we can say the committee supports the SPE in diversifying its product range to meet the requirements of the private sector and to members of the public, and will be producing access stocks on fast-selling products to avoid high prices in the procurement of raw materials and delivery delays, lead time to customers. That's the formulation, Chair. I'm proposing that we flight it as it is in the, that is on page 9, so that we retain the essence of what the SEE wants to achieve.
Are we able to do that, Mr. Sakas, so that everybody, but you have reflected most, it's on page 9.
It's on page 9, the last bullet on the responses, that is on 3.1.5, the response by the Department of Employment and Labor.
So you are saying we must take that 10.2 as 10.2.3.
Yes, the new one. Yes.
The new one. Any comments on that? Are we agreeing on that, honourable members?
Agree, Chair.
I agree, Chair.
Thank you, honourable members. Let me go back to the recommendations, honourable Sakas.
Yes, Chair, we then.
Okay, go up.
10.2, supported employment.
Okay, then there's that addition. I hope Skype has noted that we are on net leg 10.3.1.
Oh, we are 10.3 on NEDLAC?
Yes.
Ah, then I think our recommendation should be that an action plan is put in place to address the very high proportion of expenditure on employee salaries, and that the portfolio committee meeting should monitor this and be updated on this, what the NEDLAC's plan is. NEDLAC director herself.
So the action plan must be developed on how to address that high expenditure, and then the committee will have to fine with that. Are we fine with that?
Fine, Chair.
Fine, Chair.
Silence is consent. Chair, may I make another point?
Where? On what?
On NEDLAC.
As long as Tachi speaks to an observation.
It doesn't speak to an observation, but I think it's worth observing and recommending anyway, and that is that we mustn't lose sight of the fact that NEDLAC is revisiting all its statutes and protocols as part of a relook at its governance arrangements. So even if we fail to observe that earlier in the meeting, we must somehow not lose sight of it in the committee going forward, that we're going to have to keep an eye on that thing.
We'll put that as a, what do you say? Okay, let me think about it. As much as it's an important point, but I would have appreciated if you would have raised that as an observation, because it's very going to. But can we pass that? Productivity FA?
Who's from Dabe, Chair?
Honorable Dabe? Anybody else?
On NEDLAC, Chair.
On NEDLAC, okay.
I think what Honorable Cardo is raising, what is currently raised as a recommendation on 10.3.1, government task team that was established to review NEDLAC structures should table its report for consideration without further delay.
Oh.
Yeah, you're quite right.
Yeah. Thank you. Great. Can we go to break? Thank you very much. Observation on productivity SA being a going concern. A sponsor can the sponsor take us through what he or she recommends. I think it was Honorable Dana. What she does, yes.
Person. I formulated it on the chat function. I don't know if you want to have a look at that.
Can you read it? They will look at it, describe it. Can you read it? Slowly,
okay.
So that we...
It says the committee notes the concern pronounced by Productivity South Africa with regards to the entity's status as a going concern. Funds were allocated by the department to the entity towards its turnaround strategy, and the situation will be monitored closely.
Okay. Any comments on that? Are we silent with consent? Are we agreeing? Yes. Was silent. 10.5. Thank you. 11. Who's that one?
Sorry, Chair Michael Cardo.
Honorable Cardo.
I'm not so sure that I'd be quick to jump on the recommendations on the CCMA. I mean, how are we going to give effect to this recommendation 10.5.1? The effective budget cut needs to be thought to service delivery by the CCMA is minimized to avert adverse impact on vulnerable workers. What is the role of our committee in giving effect to this recommendation?
Conducting an oversight, an intense oversight, to monitor it. We are to monitor that intensive
by action step, and the recommendation should be that the committee regularly and dutifully exercises its oversight to ensure that budget cuts do not have an adverse impact on vulnerable workers.
I think that's the more... I don't think there will be any person who has a problem with that reformulation.
Agreed, Chair.
That's the end, Chair. Just appreciation.
No, thank you very much, Honourable Member. We have come, we because we have really dealt with the issues that are very important. With those formulation, reformulation, deletion, amendments, can we get a formal mover for the adoption of our beautiful report?
Sorry, Chair.
Honourable Nusek.
Sorry, Chair, I may have missed out because I was just concluding that formulation, reformulation for 10 point, the new 10.2.3 that we agreed on. It's on the chat. Platform on the CCMA, the proposal, if it can be summarized, the new formulation, because when I was reading on the chart, I didn't see the new formulation by all this. There is no specific formulation for the areas that we have observed under observation. So if we can just deal with that before we appreciate. Sorry for that, Ken.
Honorable Cardo.
Because there will be no formulation on 10.54. Can I make my proposal?
Honorable Nonsale, what's your problem? Is it because you missed the formulation?
Other than that, Chair, on 10.5 on the recommendations, I'm saying if there is a formulation on what we propose under the CMA, because all the formulations that were talking about earlier were more about observation. So I'm saying that I missed out, but I don't seem to have got exactly what is the new formulation. That's only the point I'm raising. And
on
I was
what?
Saying that, yeah.
On CMA?
Yes, that is 10.5 under recommendations.
Can members assist him? Honorable Cardo? Honorable Cardo?
Yes, Chair, I'm here. I'm struggling to unmute myself. I'm not quite sure what's required of me. What's the question?
He is saying he missed out on the issues that were raised in terms of the recommendations on CCMA,
oh, right.
Around the issues of the budget cut.
Well, the recommendation of my proposed recommendation is just to rephrase 10.5.1 to say that the portfolio committee would regularly and dutifully exercise oversight to ensure that the budget cuts to the CCMA did not adversely impact on service delivery to the most vulnerable workers.
Thank you, Chair. Because I thought that Chair would be helpful to express the pronoun on the two critical areas that relate or that give rise to that, the issue of the intention to stop walk-ins and to introduce levies, that we in fact say that those should be discarded. And therefore the summary as put forward by Honorable Castro should be fine. My point is that if we remain silent, then this can in fact be referred to as having not have been pronounced against by the committee. My proposal is that they should be pronounced. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, they will be pronounced within the context. We say we'll conduct oversight, especially on ensuring that the issues of the levies and the walk-in.
The walk-in, yes. Yeah.
So we'll put that, but as you are saying, which I think is correct, we say we'll conduct our oversight, as you are saying, our oversight in particular, monitoring these two areas that we need. I think that suffices for that wish and your concern. Agreed?
Madam Chair, Michael Bagram.
Get a formal mover. Honorable Bagram.
Yeah, there's just one other little comment. Sorry, I got somehow my phone switched off, and I apologize for that. One other little comment. You did hear the commissioner saying that because of the budget cuts, he's going to have to ask 60% of his arbitrators to not work for the next few months. He said it's going to start off with December, January, and he's not sure when he can ask them to come back. In other words, when workers who are dismissed need to take a matter to an arbitration, this is going to take about 6 months before they can have their arbitration heard.
Can we do this? Which I don't think we can. There's anybody who can argue. That's the point that I agree with you. As I was listening to what he was then saying in terms of them having to cut the that will be factor in the observation, and that as we will then be conducting our monitoring, our oversight, is one of the areas that we have to take a close look into it, and we will monitor that. We'll go back to the department and argue further. So when people are debating on that matter, if that's your view that should not happen, I think you can do that, but as a recommendation, because that will then fall under the oversight. But as we are doing our oversight, we have to engage. So the sooner we meet with the CMA to reflect on some of those things, the better. So I do think that it's not something that is out of, something that has been raised. We factor in the subscribers will fill in that in the recommendations around CCMA observations and the recommendations around CCMA on that matter, which is a matter that has been raised. The only thing is that really we should have raised that when we were dealing with that at the time. But it's one of the most important issues that were raised by the
I'm satisfied, Chair.
Having said that, Honourable Members, can we...
Sorry, Chair.
Honourable
Members. Thank you, Chair. Sorry for being interrupted. It's just one point, Chair. As part of concluding that area of the CMA, on page 22, Chair, in giving the account, the department talks to the savings or under expenditure massively around quarter one, quarter two, that has been occasioned by the almost shutdown of the department, resulting in the saving or non-expenditure over that period. If you go to page 22, then the issue then we need to factor as well as part and parcel of the issue of the CMA is the issue of budget reprioritization. So that when we talk through the issues that are faced by the CCMA, the department should as well do an exercise on how best it can reprioritize its savings over the same period, that so that it is able therefore to do the appropriate funding towards ensuring that the CCMA continues to function optimally. Yeah. That, I think that's the point, Chair, with my sincere apology that I missed out in my submission, which is captured on page 22. That is on point 6.2.2. Thank you, Chair.
Do we have a problem with that? Honourable Members, is that a position?
Should be added, thanks.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. With that, can we have a formal, with those additions, deletions, reformulation, can we have a formal mover?
Honourable Nonsele, I formally move, Honourable Chair, the report with all the amendments that have been made by the committee. So I move.
Thank you,
a seconder.
Honourable Mkhonto, I second Chair.
I, Honourable Mkhonto, second, but how you are to say?
I, Khosi Mkhonto, I second the move, the Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. I think we have we've dealt with our principal report, but just to remind members that in moving forward with an area where we when we do our recommendations, when we structure them, we must ensure that we don't then come back ourselves again and question them as we have done the previous recommendation. Having said that, thank you very much, Honourable Members. Now we come to the next agenda item. Mr. Chakaza, can you take us through which those are minutes? And I'm of the understanding that members have gone through those minutes. They will indicate which. Can Honourable, please, Mr. Chakaza, take us through? Those are the minutes.
Thank you, Chair. The first set of minutes is the 2nd of September 2020, which I've already flighted, so members can bear with me. I'll be slower in changing from one opening 1 minute to one draft minute to the other. But I'm on the first one now, the 2nd of September, Chair. Page 1, you can continue, Chair.
We're on page 1.
On the 26th of August.
I saw her.
No, it's not.
not 26th of August. What date was it?
2nd of September.
I, Kosi Mkhonto, move for the adoption of the minutes as the true reflection of what transpired on the 2nd of September 2020. Thank you.
Okay. What's your name?
Sir.
Don't do what I requested. Can we get a second?
I formally second the move for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of the 2nd of September.
Thank you. Let me get the next step. There are the minutes of the 1st of September. That's the attendance. Up. Members still here.
We are here. Yeah.
We are here, Chair.
Okay. There are the minutes, honorable members. In the absence of any comments, can we get a mover?
Who's from Dabe?
I was from Dabe.
Formerly moved for the adoption of the minutes ahead of the 4th of September.
Yes.
Can
we get a second?
I, Honorable Nobutinga, second the adoption of the minutes of the 4th of September is the true reflection of what transpired.
Thank you, Honorable members. The next set of minutes.
Is Chair just gonna share it now? Share. The next set Chair is 7 October.
Take us through. Any comments? If there are none, can we formally get a mover? A mover, honorable member. Honorable member, are you still here? Can we get a mover?
I, Honorable Skuzi Somdabe, formally move for the adoption of the minutes of the 7th of October as the June edition of what transpired.
Thank you.
I, Kosim Konto, second the move for the adoption of the minutes of the 7th of October 2020.
Thank you. The next set, Mr. Sakaza.
Yes, Chair. Sharing it now. The minutes of the 14th, Chair, are up.
14th of October. Okay. Take us through.
Chair, can we go back to the demands of the, there's something I saw, demands of Nehau, there's something I saw yesterday, I don't know because I read the minutes very late at night, is demand A, is demand A, C, K. And when I read the content, I think there is a demand that has been left out. I think it's demand M or N that has been added down there. It was four demands, and one demand is not mentioned up there, where Mr. Sifford mentioned that there are only three demands. But when I read yesterday, seemingly there are four demands when then they are explained one by one. I don't know what it is, but that's what I saw yesterday.
Yeah. I'm actually going to go to the bank now, but I'm going to leave my stuff because it was a movie. Also, like my work, I've started working.
So you have it's a correction.
It's a correction.
No, but I've been working.
In that statement,
all this time, I've had like limited amount of work to do.
I hope you guys are noting that. Okay. Can we get a formal mover?
I, Honorable Nobushikabani, for the adoption of the minutes of the 4th of October with the amendments that have been made in the meeting.
Let me get second. A second.
I personally second the move with the amendments. That is of the minutes. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Mr. Sakaza?
Yes, Chair, the next one is 21 October. I'm just about to change, Chair.
What is his name?
Take us through. any corrections, comments? Can we get a formal mover? Can we get a formal mover, Honourable Member? Should I move it myself, which I can?
Chair?
Honourable Mkhondo?
I, Kosi Mkhondo, move for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of what transpired. Thanks, in the meeting. Thanks. Thank you.
A seconder? I, Honourable Nobuhle Nkabane. Any seconder?
Honourable Kabane was seconding. You should just cut out. I don't know what.
No, it was me. Let me get a second, good people.
I'm not sure, say, because that's why I was silent. I'm not sure because I there is the meeting that I was not present. So I'm not sure if I'm correct to second.
You were not present in this meeting.
Yes, that's exactly.
You can't second. Those that were present must second. Honourable Mr. Sakaza, who was present in that meeting? Apart from Honourable Nusret.
Oh, let me check. Honorable Nkabane, Honorable Hermans, Honorable Nontele was there.
Oh, Honorable Nontele, you were present.
Hi, that is Nontele. Yes. That is Nontele.
No, because this constitutes students from up. Let's make them a try through.
The 8th of October.
You do know.
Can you go up?
You do know me too well.
Any comments? Can we get a mover? A formal mover? Mr. Kado, are you moving? Any mover?
Formally move for the adoption of the minutes of the date. Can you correct me with the date?
28th
October. I so move.
Can I get a seconder?
I, Nobuhle Nkabane, second the move for the adoption of the minutes of the 28th of October 2020. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member.
Yeah.
Next week,
yeah.
Then get.
Yeah, it's alright. I put it. I'm gonna. Is it?
And the
Chair
next week, we are likely to have a very important meeting next week, and I would appreciate all members in the can avail themselves, which will be the first of the first, which is going to be on Thursday, though.
Tuesday.
A meeting. tentatively the institution has agreed. I see that we have been granted that permission. We want to get a briefing by SIU on the on its work investigation that has done in the head office of the UIF. So I do think that that's a very important meeting before we rise, among other things. Having said that, remember, thank you very much.
Vani.
Thank you.
Bye bye, everyone.
You're not coming back next season.
Bye.
Ciao, thank you very much.